Okay. Let's read some Gemara, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, and a Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Gemara says like this: Nun Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara is talking here about mitzvahs Yisurim that were given before Matan Torah, and then what happens to it after Matan Torah. There's a klal, very important klal, and the Rambam writes in Perash Mishnayos Nechula. The reason we have Bris Milah on the eighth day has nothing to do with Avraham Avinu's mitzvah on the eighth day. Nothing. Why do we do Bris Milah on the eighth day? The Torah says, "Vayom Hashmini Yimo Psaro Lasa." Everything. Is the Gemara Chulin here with the Perash Mishnayos, I hope? I'll read the Rambam. Some very fundamental ideas and understanding things. He says like this, Vasim libcho, pay attention. It is Perish Mishnayos and Chulin Daf Kuf Amud Beis. The Ikra HaGodol HaNichla B'Mishnah HaZos. Masha Omer V'Sinai Ne'asa L'Fish Ato HaRei Solodat. Shokol Ma Sh'onu Marchikim O'osim Hayom. Anything is a mitzvah we do today. Ein onu osim ela the mitzvahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu de Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem. Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu mezal Nevi'im Shelofonov, previous Nevi'im. Kegon zeh she'ein anu ochem Eivim Menachai. Why do we eat Eivim Menachai? Eivim and Desh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Otsu L'Noach. Has nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Otsu to Noach. El fi shem Moshe Otsu Aleinu Eivim Menachai. Ma she'tziva b'sinai. She'skayim. And he said, She Yeskaim, what does he say? Until today, you didn't need Eivim Menachai for a reason. Now I'm giving you a tziva, continue doing what you used to be doing. But he needed a separate tziva, continue doing what you used to be doing. Okay, ain't no malim. We don't malim. They shall have Rom Avinu, Olav Asholem, Mol Atzmo. Continue now, I'm giving you a mitzvah, continue doing what Avraham Avinu did. Without the new tzivu, continue doing what Avraham Avinu did. We wouldn't have had Bris Milah. Why do we have Yaakov? Ela mitzvahs et Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom. Hallo Tira Masha Amru Taryag Mitzvahs Namru Lamosha Basinai. 613. Among those is Eivim Menachai, Bris Milah, etc. That is Rambam says now in this cloud, you have to understand it. Now, number one. So the Torah says in Parshas Noach, Shofech Dam HaAdam, Bo Adam Damo Yishofech, Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Otsos HaAdam. Now, Torah also says, Lo Sirtzach. So the Gemara says here like this. In the middle on Nuntetz Omer Aleph, Domer of Yosef HaChanina, Kol Mitzvah, Shenamru Levnei Noach, any mitzvah that was said to Bnei Noach, v'nishnas b'Sinai, Lezel Zenemru. B'nai Noach continue. Jews continue. B'nai Noach, I'm not talking to you. I'm just talking to Jews. Continue what you used to be doing. Anything that may have been given to B'nai Noach and was not repeated in Sinai, only to Jews, not to B'nai Noach. So there's a Tosis. And therefore the Gemara says down at the bottom. It wasn't repeated in Sinai of Nei Noach Nemra. Maybe Jews your potter. No, it cannot be. Lekim medium, there's nothing the Israel Shari Jews allowed to do over Kohamos. Says Tosis. It is a very key Tosis to understanding everything in our Sukkah. And Tosis repeats himself in Chulin. Lamed Gimel. But Dova Shumitz Yisrael Lo Amrin in Hochi. Something that's a chiyuv mitzvah to a Jew, we don't apply. Why? Why? The halacha, goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Can't say we're goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. If I'm not allowed to keep Shabbos, that doesn't make any sense. No. So what is the cloud? What's the havonis hadova? Ahavagav de b'sheni b'shabbos and mitzvah Yisrael mikom gneishol of mitzvah shisha Shabbos. What is it? A Jew doesn't have Yisurim, but sometimes Yisurim come out of mitzvahs. A Jew's mitzvah and Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bris, he bein yo bein Yisrael. So anyone who gets into it is inserting himself between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It's a part of a unique connection we have with HaKadosh Baruch. So it begins with a mitzvah to Jews in the Akum, and then ends up as an Issatak. Now, Ubrim, the Akum Chayev, the Israel Potter. Akum is Chayev, Israel is Potter. So, Avagav, the Potter, Mikokom Lo Shori. It's awesome. And Tosis says, listen, be very careful what he does with our Gemara. The Amrina Perek Ben Tzora Mora, Yotzer Rosh Ein Nogam Bo, Ein Dogen Nevin Ein Nefesh. Our Kod Nish Yotzer Rosh Ho, Hachaya Poshet Es Yotzer, Vachad Chol Evarim, and what's here, Kedei Vahatz, Los Himo. Chi Hai Gav Nevo Vekovim Also, Kem Shuz Ma Lubrim. Can a non-Jew kill an Uber to save a mother? He begins, what's the right? So why can a Jew do that? There's nothing that's also for an Akum that a Jew can't do. The Isser between a Jew and a Goy of killing an Uber is the same. Sinai, what does Sinai do? It extended Isurim that previously existed. And if there was a previously existent issur against killing an Uber, so that gets extended. Now Jews get mitzvahs. Jew has a mitzvah atzola. Jew has a mitzvah atzola. So therefore, the mitzvah atzola is what is matir to kill the Uber in the case of the Gemara and Sanhedrin. Tosis is very, very clear, black and white. Ooh, did I take my COVID? Yeah. The Efsha. And then he says, maybe a Goy also has a Chiyav Hatzolah. Now, but what is Tosis saying? Tosis is exceeding, it's also for a Jew, just like also a Goy. And when the Rambam explains this Gemara, what does the Rambam say? That it is Nishin Spasina, yes, why do we do it? Kadosh Baruch Hu told us on Har Sinai, continue what you were doing until now. But I give you extra mitzvahs, I give you certain extra things. Yes, whatever you used to be awesome, Ben Noach, you're still awesome. So Tosfos says, wait a second. But there are mitzvahs, and there's sometimes Yisurim come out of mitzvahs. So he says, Shabbos, why is a goy not allowed to keep Shabbos? The Jews kept Shabbos in Mitzrayim. If an Egyptian wanted to keep Shabbos in Mitzrayim, no problem. They came to Sinai. And God says, Britzi, Beinu Vein Yisrael. It's this mitzvah I'm giving Klal Yisrael is a special bris between me and Klal Yisrael. A goy cannot insert himself in the middle. Until Klal Yisrael had that, it wasn't Aser to a goy. Now it is Aser to a goy. Comes to us and say, wait a second. It's Lechore, if a goy is chayv misal ubrim, so it's Aser for him to kill an uber, even to save a mother. But a Jew is mutter. He says, no, that the Jew is mutter. The Jew has the same issue of killing ubrim that a goy does. Except he has the chiyuv hatzala of the mother is what is matter, and maybe a goy also has a chiyuv hatzala. Let's read what the Tosfos of Rosh has to say here in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes, 7 hours. Boy. Boy. Okay. The Tamar Isha Mark Shalele, it says the same thing. The Yeshloma came to Israel Mitzuva Lahatzil, Lo Shach Lahakshos, Kid Precious Labba Shabbos. The Ev Shafil Goy Shori Lahatzil came into Lo Mikri Nefesh. So what is Tosa saying? Tosa says, don't get confused, and we'll understand a little this. Yes, Nefesh, no Nefesh. They're very simple minded people. It is, it's not. It's alive, it's dead. No. He says, whether it's included in the word nefesh or not, a goy is still rotzech if he kills him. But, is there a chi of hatzola or not? Okay. He's not sure. V'yafsh. Now. That's Tosa. You take, you'll give me a gemara chulin. I have a gemara chulin. Tosa says the same thing in Daf Lamed Gimel and Aleph. Avogad ben Noach neherag al hu ubrim. Yisrael einu neherag. Neither potur mikavokam lo shari. It's not allowed. Not allowed. And Tosfos Rosh says, "Aye, what do you do? Because mitzvah is different." So Tosfos is very clear. Whatever applies to a goy applies to a Jew. Maybe difference in chiyuv and mitzvah that we'll see. But the heter for a Jew to kill an uber when it is endangering the mother, because as a Jew has a mitzvah hatzola of the mother for some reason, which enables him to kill the uber. Without that, there is no heter. He has the same yisur as a goy, except there's no chiyuv mitzvah. Now, Yes.
This Islamic people over there says that it's true even if it's a different history.
What?
Says that Israel could they could be offered the same thing, but for a different
history. Where does he say that?
He says on Long Gimel.
Okay, let's just read the Marsh at the time you should look with your soul shirt. Who come out to attain the paragraph of Mises, part of all Icky of Asto, Mishani Shani over Kokom, Blah Bakibish, different Matsis, Rachanam, Mishani over Kokom, Blah Beneshikin, Omla, Vaina Hakshus, over Kom Shishova Schaib, Ose Batora, Mister Yisrael Lats, the Shaf, Nikimil Yisrael Shur, Avogav, Noma Hotz, and Philosh Shah. Shani Bishavas Chayim Nisim. Mikol Makom Lo Domi. However, Yesh Mitzvah Shvis of Yisrael Kamo B'Shavas. Lava Gav De Benoch Nerva Lo Uvrim. Gom Ahotsim Yisrael Enem Nehag. And Nehag De Pot Mikom Lo Shor. Mim Tom Per Gira Noshe. Yim Noha Gev Merachai Betomi. Of the Ein Yisrael Muzo Al Eva Merachai To Tomi. Mikol Makom Yisrael Em Yishum Tomi. Lo Ash. Actually, it's so short because of this. Oh, I'd have to go into the whole thing of Gittin. That's a whole other discussion. It's not. See what it is. It's a Gemara in Chulin that goes like this. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Issa of Eva Melechai all over again, he was incapable of extending it because of Ein Yisro Chalal Issa. So therefore, since there's a pre-existence in Issa of Tomei, and Tomei and Eivim Merchai cannot be Chal on Tomei, because Tomei is Chal before the and it's Ein Yisro Chalal Issa. So therefore, it's not extendable. Doesn't mean in other cases it's not extendable. That's exactly the Rambam's point that he makes in Parashat Mishnayos. It's extendable where it can be extendable. But where it cannot be extendable, because the Issa Eivim Merchai, the Issa of Tomei is Chal before the animal is born. Eivim Merchai, that is Behemel Eivorim Omedes, Ein Eivorim Omedes. So therefore, at the time that it's going to be chal, the Eva Melechai is chal when the animal is born. This about to be a born animal is ready also, so it's non-extendable. That's all Tosa says. That people want to jump from here to say, therefore, by Ritzicha, I'll tell you, I've past week or so, going through a lot of things. You know, if in the popular mind something is mutter, so then it automatically becomes mutter on you until you incontrovertibly prove that it's also. So that you prove to me 100% this, that, and the other thing. I have a diakir, it makes no sense, but prove to me I'm wrong. It doesn't begin that way. There's certain ways of understanding a Gemara. The Rambam is very, very clear in Parashat Mishnayos and Chulin. Something that existed to a Ben Noach or to the children of Avram Avinu, for instance, Mila, or children of Yaakov Avinu. Children of Yaakov Avinu were also in Geranosh. Comes Sinai. You extend the Yisr or don't extend the Yisr. Avraham Avinu, extend Milo. It's not a brand new mitzvah all of a sudden. What do you say at a bris? Achnis or bebris or shal Avraham Avinu. I needed a new chiyuv to extend that which was previously also. Now, sometimes because of other intervening factors, it's not extendable. That's why the Gemara makes it depend on the Issa Eva Menachai is when it's still in the mother's womb and not in the mother's womb. If it doesn't exist when it's in the mother's womb, so when is the Issa Eva Menachai going to begin? When it comes out. But in the mother's womb, it's always also as a Tomei. So therefore, the Eva Merchai cannot be chal, because then Ein Yisro Chal Alisa. What you can't compare the two. Only in today's twisted minds are people doing it. But if you just look what is being said and spelled out by countless Rishonim how it works, it just doesn't work. Now, this is, but the fact that it is also Tosus here says also Tosus in the Chulin says also. Okay. And the only heter to kill it is, really? Tosus is very happy to say, so you're not allowed to kill it. A guy's not allowed to kill it. Then Tosus jumps in, oh, but Gemara says you can't kill it. Oh, Mitzvah Hatzol is different. Does a guy have a Mitzvah Hatzol? Maybe yes, maybe no. Where is Tosus coming from? A guy would not have a Mitzvah Hatzol. And there's another key thing, Reb Chaim, the problem that Chedusha Reb Chaim Alevi is, he put tremendous amount into one word. So Reb Chaim had a problem. Does Rodef apply to a guy or it doesn't apply to a guy? The Gemara says it does apply to a guy. The writers of the Rambam Paskin, Tez Hilchas, Melochim, it does apply to a guy. The question is, what is the heter for Ritzicha? So, in Reb Chaim's coming, you always have to come on to a Chiyuv Hatzola. And people want to say it's not Reb Chaim's Chiddush, which I showed you. Ramban very, very clearly agrees with the same thing. The Shach in Yeridei Simon Reish Lamed Ches of Kotten Hay. Those of you who like to look at extra things says the mitzvah pikoch nefesh of the doch yisur. Okay, now, so the question is, where does this chiyuv hatzol of rode? What did Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim says it was confronted with a problem. We learn shofech damo adam, but adam damo shofech rodev. But he had another problem. The Rambam writes, where do we learn from katzo says kapo? We learn lo sochas ein cholav. So why do you need shofech damo adam, but adam shofech? Oh, because you have to be able to extend it to Ben Noach. We're extending it to Ben Noach. Where does the pasuk come from? The Gemara says, "Hatzel zeh benavsher shel zeh." The per rodev comes from shemach dama adam b'adam dama yishafech. So that applies to Ben Noach as well, because that was given to Noach. Extra details may have been thrown in when the mitzvah of katzosis kapo was given. Now the Reb Chaim had a problem. Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach hawat. All Isurim, Goyim do not have mitzvahs, except one. What's the one mitzvah Goyim have? Dinim. So what did Reb Chaim have to come on? If there's a Chiyuv Hatzolah by a Goy, where does it have to come from? Dinim. Just see where he's coming from. Who said it has to do with Chiyuv Hatzolah? Reb Chaim invented it. Tosis happened to say the same thing. That's the Tosis under the test of Tosis Lamed Gimel. Now, then Reb Chaim comes something else. The Moshe Feinstein writes in his second shul, Chosh Mishra Chelik Beis, when Moshe, who didn't know him, was the gentlest human being you could ever meet. What, even people disagree with it, was always gentility. I once saw him getting very angry. I walked into his house. Walked into his house, he went to the right, there was the his living room, his dining room table where I always sit and talk to him. But right when you walked in, slightly to the left, there was his bedroom. I walked into the house once, and atypical of Marsha, I knew him very well. He's screaming and yelling on the phone with a cuss. Atypical. His grandson took me into the living room, and I said, what's happening here? This is not the man I know. He had a certain Jew who was giving crazy heterim and all sorts of things. Matir, Chilo Shabbos, the Raisin, with all sorts of ingenious, mind-twisting heterim. He said, when he hears this, he just can't take it. Okay. If you read this tshuva, you see Ramosha getting angry. He says, Yidoch the Rambam because you don't understand it. Yidoch Reb Chaim because you certainly didn't understand it. But just say, I don't understand it, just don't, can't be doche. Okay. Reb Chaim writes like this. Let's continue. Now, I began that if you take a look in Tosus, Chaim says, there's no v'chai behem by goyim. I, Tosus says, I and Dalet Omid Beis. Chai behem. Tosus, there are two sep, we'll get into it. I'm still doing it today, but I want to continue, leave it on the side. There are two separate inyonim of v'chai behem v'lo shiyam v'shvah. One is when I end up doing that, let's say, a goy forces me to mechallel Shabbos, then I don't want to be mechallel Shabbos. So I'm doing a maisa that I'm not interested in, a maisa ba'onus. The question is a maisa ba'onus and onus. Okay, that's one. One is I want to do the maisa, but I want to do it to save my life. That's, I have to drive an automobile to get to the hospital on Shabbos. Do I want to drive the automobile? Of course I want to drive the automobile. No one's forcing me to drive the automobile. In that situation, I want to do it. Those are two very different types of koach nefesh. We'll see that all the rules of them, we call chaloyim, illnesses, and non-chaloyim. And that is when Tosus is talking here, I and Dolan on the base, he's talking about a maisa machmas onus. So, people ask me about from Chai Behem. Let's separate the two. We'll get into it. Let's first go through the Reb Chaim. And that is Reb Akiva Eger quotes the Tevas Gomer. Reb Akiva Eger takes for granted. It's not so clear in the Tevas Gomer that it's also for a Jew to give Eid Menachai to a Goy to save his life. Why? Because a goy is also, there's no dim koch nefesh by a goy, and the Jew by giving it to him is a fnei evil of Saint Mechsha. Okay, now, but let's continue. Halo yesod achdina shel rodef ach chaver lahargo yafim basaned mi arayas. Kodei mashil mashen zech klal dim koch nefesh kol Torah kula. He says, I just said the chi of hatzolah. Has nothing to do with koach nefesh. He says, but where do we learn out the het? Charodef al-chaver lohargo. The Gemara doesn't learn out from koach nefesh. The Gemara learns it out from Laro Morosa and Moshiela. Gomash kol ha-toruk ha-vadai de-hevi din b'fnei atzmo. Ha-tzol ha-sanirdaf. The Gemara didn't say v'chai b'hem v'lo she-yomas b'hem. No. Im lahariga, im laharayas. And he's in Ir Loma Badas Haramba. Hochu hu shekots of time do uba hu karodev. Why? Chrelo hargo mishum de svirle. Dibidim koach nefesh kolatora kulu be'emes gamu uba hu b'chal nefesh. The Reb Chaim is making an assumption here, and he's going to backtrack on that assumption later on. It's, that is, for according to the Rambam, an Uber is a full nefesh. He's included in v'chai b'hem v'lo she'yomos b'hem, and he is a full nefesh l'gabei everything. L'chol sisur. He says, that's an or. What does this do for me? It does for me as follows. There's a klal, ein dochin nefesh mipnei nefesh. Where, what is the basis of this klal? We'll state it and we'll get back to it. I said there are a lot of assumptions happening here. That if what is the halacha of chiyuv hatzola lahachayosa? So I have a chiyuv hatzola of Reuven. I have a chiyuv hatzola of Shimon. Now I cannot kill Reuven to kill for Shimon. Why? If I have a chiyuv hatzola of Reuven and I have a chiyuv hatzola of Shimon, I can't be dochen nefesh mipnei nefesh. I can't decide Reuven yes, Shimon not, and kill Reuven for Shimon. No, ain't dochen nefesh mipnei nefesh. When I get the collision of the two chiyuv hatzola, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is running after Shimon. So I have a chiyuv of saving Shimon. But wait, one second. All I can do is kill Reuven and I have a chiyuv hatzola of Reuven. So I have that collision. He says, the ubahu, he says, so shul nirdav, im lahariga, im laharayas. He said, nirulama, but that's a ram. Since, what did I say back at the very top? And at the bottom of the previous page, he says, what is the halacha of lo sochus eincha olav? Says, even though there's a chiv hatzol of Reuven, a chiv hatzol of Shimon, if Reuven is Rodev Shimon, we're doche the chiv hatzol of Reuven in order to save Shimon. So there is no din of ein doche nefesh mipnei nefesh. So everything comes from a chiv hatzol. Koch nefesh also, everything. Reb Chaim had the Chiyuv HaTzolah everywhere, and that was the operative world that he was living in. Who do I have to say? Generally, ain't doch a nefesh, but ain't nefesh. And that, and we'll see the first stickle of Reb Chaim in Yesodei Torah, where he says, two people walking in the desert. I have water. It's enough water for me, not for him. So what does Ben Patur say? You have a chiyuv hatzolah to save him. You can't say, you can't choose your chiyuv hatzolah over his chiyuv hatzolah. You're not right. So every time you drink, you are being mavata the chiyuv hatzolah to the other guy. So you have stira. Comes Rabbi Akiva and says, no, v'chayu chiyin imor, v'chay imor. Chiyuv hatzolah of Shimon is never at the expense of the chiyuv hatzolah of myself. First, I worry about the chiyuv hatzolah of myself. And that's why I will get the roshes of the opinion that hotzi rosho, if the baby is born, so ein docha never in nefesh, I can't kill one for the other. But what about the mother? She has a chiyuv hatzolah of herself. She has a chiyuv hatzolah of the baby. Wait one second, says the Rosh. Her chiyuv hatzolah of the baby is not at the expense of her own chiyuv hatzolah, and she can kill the baby. We'll get back to that. But a lot of different steps we have to go to. Is people like to take this all bang, bang, bang. No. So what is Reb Chaim talking about? There's a chiyuv hatzolah one against the other. So, ain't doch never, 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 you can never choose one against the other. Except there's a halach of Rodev. What does the halach of Rodev says? You can choose the nefesh of the Rodev is nidche b'pnei nafsho shel nirdav. But that's if they're both nefesh. And therefore, that's why the Rambam saying Rodev, the Rambam is implicitly assuming that it is a nefesh, the gabe the din of ein docha nefesh, mipnei nefesh. Okay. That's because the Rambam, that's why I needed Rodev. Now, if you take a look in the Tosas that we quoted, it's on Enda Afnun Tes, What does Tosfos say? And he said, Lahatza. In the, what do you call it? Tosfos of Rosh, he had, and it's a nefesh. Okay, now, we saw Dovah's Nero Nilmo, Mishnah Lahari. Hod the Bekoch Nefesh Dochel Kolat Torah Kula. So, now, the Gemara is a Gemara in Yuma. People have been, let's see the Gemara in Yuma. Where the Gemara in Yuma talks about Puch Nefesh Dochel Kolat Torah Kula. Pay down. You pay, hey? Yeah, pay, hey. Oye, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezim, and Azari, Mahalchim, Bederach. They're walking in the street. So what are they talking about? The way we have said it. Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Osher, Rabbi Lezim, and Azari, Mahalchim, Achrei. Nishlo Shai, Lezub, Ifneim. Meinayim, Koch Nefesh, Yedochus, HaShabbos. Then Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, "Im machteres imotze agano v'umar." Okay. From a teres, he says, "Machteres is a suffix. Maybe he's coming to kill or not coming to kill." Shuzdomim betame and shvichazdomim is a very big avera. So nitnu atzlu benafsho pkuach nefesh of the nirdof of the balabayas says you can kill, and says Rashi, shehuta lebalabayas ishpach domo shelzel had sofek sofek nafsho avera chamura hi serious avera sif. Okay, and what do you see? That Pekuach Nefesh is Docha. Okay. So that Rabbi Shmuel said. Pekuach Nefesh is Docha Ritzich. We know it's not Docha Ritzich. But here it is Docha Ritzich for some reason. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Tavachom Pekuach Nefesh is Docha Zan Shabbos. Then Rabbi Kiva has a different model. God Yishol Re'eum. Avoda, it's Docha Avoda. Okay. Lachos gon shi odeh limot zchus al odem. The chiv hatzole is doch avoda. So all of a sudden comes in Rabbi Kiva and jumps in with, wait one second. The chiv hatzole. Is chiv hatzole doch avoda, and avoda is doch Shabbos. So chiv hatzole is doch Shabbos. That's where Rabbi Kiva is coming from. Okay, even so. Now, Chomel, Pekuach Nefesh, Yedoch, Nen, Rebbe Lesser, Vahama, Umamila. Sheyech, Mimu, Sayyim, Arbish, Mila is Docha Shabbos, Pekuach Nefesh. Mila is to perfect one aver in the human body. To the whole human body, certainly Docha Shabbos. I, each is a separate Gzeres HaKosev. There are different ways of making limudim. And this is the Derech of a limud. Gemara says, those were you know, Mavsha Sosa Tishmo, Yochel Tamaloma, Achille. Shim Venasio, Mavshamanis Shabbos. Chalal of Shabbos Harp, Chabbos Echel. Mimachal of one Shabbos, we're going to have to get back to Shim Venasio. Then all of a sudden, he says, Ruchai Behem, Losha Yomos Behem. Omer Shmuel, I havoy hosom, I have a mina didi adi for me too. The chaybem, I have a better. Chaybem, loshi omus ba. Okay, now, once Shmuel came up with the chaybem, shol omus ba, does this reject everything that happened before or not? When the Rambam quotes it, what does the Rambam say? For chaybem, shol omus ba. Our Gemara in Sanhedrin, what does it quote? So what is functional in understanding our sugyas? That is the functional rule that we use. No. He said, Yafina biyumba mechayba loshin yom, im ken koshin yichel b'chayba chayba. So what's included in b'chayba hem v'loshin yomus b'hem? He says, Rishonim had machokas. You machal Shabbos from Uber or not machal Shabbos from Uber. And according to Ezechiah Hatzola of an Uber or not. Now, there are two steps to that. One is machal Ezechiah Hatzola of an Uber. Let's say a woman has a pregnancy. Does what does is a chiyav hatzola, and in order to save the pregnancy, she has to do something. Is she mechuyev to do it, or not mechuyev to do it? Before we get to Chilul Shabbos, so chiyav hatzola of an Uber. Number one question. Number two question. Is a chiyav hatzola of Uber doche isurim or the chiyav hatzola of an Uber is not Dochis. But there's a previous first question, and Reb Chaim is going to be very serious about this previous first question. And he says, let's see. And this is my Simbachol Yom. I have a daughter, who has sometimes in a pregnancy, the baby has a very unique condition. There's only really one hospital in the world that can deal with this condition. So we can say, okay, there's no chiyav hatzola. Well, there is a chiyav hatzola. I have to fly to the United States to deal with this condition. These are ma'asim b'chol yom. For instance, a woman says, I don't care about the pregnancy. I'm not going to the hospital to save the child. Mutar rosa. Ma'asim b'shaynus, ma'asim b'chol yom. I had the following shaila. These shailas happen all the time. It was a woman who was nursing and got pregnant with another child. And her continual nursing caused all sorts of issues with the connection of the placenta to the uterus. And the doctor said if she would continue to nurse, so then probably she would miscarry. And she had all sorts of her philosophical issues. Why? Mina Shemayim, it's this, that, and the other thing. But I had a simple, when she came to me with a shayla, it was a simple shayla. This Chiyav Hatzola of the Uber says, it's not koch nefesh of the new child who was 9 months old, whom she wanted to continue to nurse. But the Chiyav Hatzola of the Uber said, you have to stop nursing your 9-month-old child. I said, Ma'isim b'chol yom, is the Chiyav Hatzola of an Uber or not? All sorts of countless shaylos in all sorts of different directions. This is one of the issues Reb Chaim deals with here. It says, V'chai b'hem v'lo shom, according to the Rishonim. That v'chai b'hem v'lo shom includes Ubrim. What do you say? The chiyuv hatzola, there are two separate chiyuv hatzola. One is the chiyuv hatzola that's mati yisurim for pekuach nefesh. One is the chiyuv hatzola of a nirdaf. But they both come out of a chiyuv hatzola. He says, "Nechu bishon the sfirle duber nei sakono su uber." Mare mavua the uber gan king nichal bochalva haibam litchos the yisurim nipkoach nafsho. So there is a chiyuv hatzola of the uber. V'chai b'hem includes the chiyus of an uber. Well, how much chai do you have to be included in v'chai b'hem? a full tzlon chiyus, a nefesh gomor, to be chayev misa for his ratzicha, or where on the scale chiyus is not yes or no. Simple-minded people think that it is. There's a sliding scale of chiyus. He says, but you see, there's a chiyuv hatzola of a mother. Otherwise, you wouldn't end up being mechal on Shabbos. What is the docha of Shabbos? The chiyuv hatzola, says the Ramban, says the Shach. According to Shach, says the divrei hakol. Shach reish lamed chesef cotton hay assumes the divrei hakol. That mitzvah, we call the mitzvah p'koach nefesh, of hatzolah p'koach nefesh, is what is doch yisur. He doesn't say a dik and a ramban, he just takes us a dover poshet. Harimavu and uba gam kem b'chal chai bohem, litchot yisur. Vim kem, mochuch tol nitten, o uba litchot mei p'koach nefesh, shalach eirim. So if it's a nefesh, for it is a chi of hatzolah, so then, what is the whole halach of endochin nefesh mipnei nefesh? The chi of hatzola of Ruvein contradicting the chi of hatzola of Shimon is they can contradict, but there's a chi of hatzola of Ruvein, a chi of hatzola of Shimon, the chi of hatzola of the mother, the chi of hatzola of the Uber. So we have a standoff. What hotzi rosho? What do we say? Ain't doch a nefesh mipnei nefesh, because the chi of hatzola of the mother and the chi of hatzola of the vlad are equivalent. V'chaybehem is based on what? The chi of hatzola. Ramban says among others. Shach says among others. V'im came. He says, and therefore the Rambam had to come up with only one circumstance don't you apply when lo sochus encha alav, in the case of Rodev, then we say you are dochen nefesh mnei nefesh. That's the chi of hatzola of a Rodev, says you are dochen nefesh mnei nefesh. He's saying that's where the Rambam, if you say, he says, I until now have taken for granted that the Rambam holds as a nefesh, the kapukoch nefesh and everything. Yeah, and if you say that, the Chai Bohem is based on Chiyav Hatzola, and there's no question about that. And who else said something like that? We saw Tosis and Sanhedrin, who talks again about the Chiyav Hatzola. But he says, I don't have a proof, he said, that the Rambam holds like those who shown him, who say that Koch Nefesh of the Uber is Docha. Koch nefesh is docha Shabbos. I don't have a proof. The Yesh Loma, he says, but that doesn't mean you automatically go to the other extreme. He says, because he's going back because we have two different chiyuvei hatzola. Chiyuv hatzola koch nefesh is one. Chiyuv hatzola of rodev is a separate koch nefesh. It's a separate chiyuv hatzola. They're two separate. That's what I just said in the previous paragraph. That's why he's building himself step by step. Afilu imdat haram b'koach nefesh, kolkom gam ken yesh loma. He doesn't say it's mochach. Yesh loma. And then he's going to go on to this yesh loma. He's very careful. Yesh loma. The avagav l'chot man shon nola lo nigmar chiyuso. What is it? It's not you are alive or not alive. There's life begins in a process. You're not fully alive, but you're partially alive. Is there a chiyuv hatzola on partial life and not full life? Ain't a docha. So, because maybe v'chay behem v'lo sheyomos behem means someone who's fully alive. He says, zelichos yisur, avli yos nidchem and gam uber b'chal nefesh. He says, maybe. It's a very big possibility that the chiyuv hatzola applies to an uber as well, even if you don't say that. Oh, the Yashua Mashba. But now we're in a different situation in the Gemara. She's not 7-8 months pregnant, she's in active labor. So what we're going to be doing is going through the Gemara in Erechin tomorrow, seeing what Reb Chaim does with the Gemara there. And what happened? So we have different issues here at different stages of pregnancy. But the fact that the Chiyuv Hatzola, you need Chiyuv Hatzola of the mother. I showed you the Ramban says there's a Chiyuv Hatzola. And I showed you Tosa says there's a Chiyuv Hatzola of that is what is matin you. It's a mitzvah hatzola, according to Tosin, is what is matin killing the vlad if it's endangering the mother. Without mitzvah hatzola, the Jew would remain just like the goy. And when mitzvahs are given at Sinai, what does the Rambam say? They extend the previous issa. It's an extension. Our mila today would have come to a close at Sinai unless it had been extended. Ritzicha would have come to a close at Sinai unless it was extended. Eva Mechai would have come to a close at Sinai unless we were extended, where it could be extended. It was extended. Okay. These are extensions of Yisurim, the Rambam says. Otherwise, it's brand new. So who said our mila has anything to do with Avraham Avinu? So why make a brocha? Achnisu b'brisa shel Avraham Avinu. Just throw out the Tevas Goma has the following question. Tzipora was Natichro Tzipora Tzor. Tzipora was Mal Moshe Rabbeinu's child. He didn't mal him because he thought it was a sakona. So the question is, what was the mitzvah of Moshe Rabbeinu to mal his child? It was before Sinai. So apparently before Sinai, was he maling him as a Jewish child or not? But wait one second. Was a Jewish child, only a Jew can mile a Jewish child. Where does Tzipora come into Bris Mila? Answer is, Tzipora was from which nation? Midyan, right? Is a Midyani chayiv in Bris Mila or not chayiv in Bris Mila? Does anyone know? Anyone ever learn Chumash here? She's one of B'nai Keturah. So the question is there, was it coming as B'nai Keturah or B'nai Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov? Interesting question. Okay. Okay. She's B'nai Keturah. We'll come back. But right now, let's just focus on We'll see Gemara in Erechin. I'm just trying to show you people at Doche. There's a lot happening, very much a lot happening under the surface, with many different issues and many different shilas. That is a general shilas, for instance, is a chiyuv hatzola by an uber. Meisim b'chol yom. Meisim b'chol yom. Chiyav hatzola, and there's a ritzicha by nuba. Chiyav hatzola by nuba. It's a shayla that anyone who passes in shaylas bumps into regularly. To what effort do you have to go to save a pregnancy? What is that dependent on? What is the extent of the chiyav hatzola over nuba? Yeah.